Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
We got the chocolates.
What the frick is that?
We got the chocolates.
I do dad jokes.
We got the chocolates.
Wait, there's a podcast?
Yes.
Really?
Scarehouse, welcome back to the We Got the Chocolates podcast. I'm Lee.
I'm Skin.
And I'm Goaty.
That's Migus over there.
Hey,
how you going?
Good, thanks, mate.
Crept up on you, mate, dude.
Migus films and also chimes in when we need him, or he's meant to. And didn't on that occasion, which was weird. But we've also got Charlie and the chocolate fact checker that is here nice. As well. You've probably arrived by accident, but definitely stay for a laugh. We got the chocolates. That is a win. And Migus, I would like to know, have you started using a calendar yet? Or how's your first week been using a calendar?
I have downloaded, actually I didn't download it, it comes on the phone as is, but I don't use it.
Thanks for explaining that to me.
I had no idea.
Well, I didn't know that. Michael.
I was looking for it in the app store, then I realized it was already on my phone. Mm-hmm. But yeah, no, going well. Yeah. I put a few things in my calendar.
Mm. Well, it's interesting because it wasn't going that well this time last week. Where you've been talking about, you actually went on a Bucks party. You met us down in Melbourne. It's coming straight from a Bucks party, in fact. And this is quite a good mate. We've referenced him before in the Keegan Hip Grabe episode 6 out of 9. Nathan, name is.
Yeah,
great bloke. And you guys high five each other all the time. Say, yeah, hell yeah. And then that sort of thing.
Yeah.
And we had something booked for Wednesday night.
We have
had it for probably like a couple of months.
Yeah, at least 2 months, I reckon.
Yeah. Where it's been in the calendar that Mikas is invited. Could add it to his calendar as well. Mm-hmm. And also you've probably known about, the fact that maybe your best mate and potentially someone that you're in the groomsman party for, you would probably know the date of that wedding, you would think.
Yeah.
But Migus rings me last Monday, 2 days before said wedding and said Chock's filming session clashed.
Yeah.
But
you would not read.
Yeah. He has double booked himself.
How unlucky can you get?
Yeah. So he's rang me on Monday and going, "Hey mate, I've double booked." And so I was thinking, like, "Oh, I wonder what he's got on. Like, this could be interesting." He's
or is it in like December? Or
Yeah. It's like, "Oh, okay, no worries, mate. Yep, that's all right. Like, what's happening?" He's like, "Oh, well, it's just it's Nathan's wedding." I was like, as in the one that you've like talked about every week, like that I was helping you write a speech for.
The one your best man at.
The one your best man at. Like that wedding? That, yeah, that one. It was like, "Oh, just slip your mind what date it was on."
Yeah, I don't know what to say. As per. No. I mean, his wedding was on a Wednesday. So it's hardly my fault.
That's true. That is a fake day of the week.
Yeah. No, you're right. No, you are right in this situation, buddy. Thank you.
It is staggering how, because I've like seen you the night before you filmed weddings and stuff. You seem so organized. How do you get through life?
Yeah, so
a calendar.
No, I've got a calendar which is just like work weddings that I'm shooting.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and you just check that one.
Yeah, so I check that one like almost daily to make sure I'm not going to be shooting a wedding that day. But I just thought everything else doesn't really matter as much. Yeah. And I probably should have added Nathan's wedding into that calendar.
But the funny thing is you would have rocked up in your suit with cameras.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Anyway, how was the wedding? Good?
Very good.
Looked a good wedding.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun.
I'm actually glad you went there instead of coming to what we did. Mm. As much as what we did was also very good. Another dad jokes challenge, don't laugh challenge, which will be coming out whenever Skin edits it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, fantastic. That wedding, you sent the video of it to Eloise, my fiance. And now she wants a champagne tower. So thanks.
They're not cheap.
The old wedding bill wasn't high enough.
That is actually going to be a champagne in your backside, Skin.
Absolutely.
Thank you, Michael.
Again, hardly my fault. Yeah,
that's good gear. It went underappreciated by those two.
Did you guys even hear what I said? Can you get on my level?
Yeah, sorry.
I mean, normally, Skin, you just interrupt into rapturous applause whenever we make a pun.
I love a good pun.
That's kind of your role here in the podcast. Yeah. All right, can I move us on to a joke of the week? Isn't so many.
Just millions.
Sent in. Go to you actually went through them.
I did today. I was waiting for you blokes to try and do your job
so
properly.
Interesting to see.
And it's a shame because now we've got 15 holes in the wall from where Goaty just headbutted it every time.
What is this rubbish?
Every time a punchline.
No, we keep sending him in, obviously.
Obviously, we love him. Yeah. And they're great. And Todd's obviously impressed you enough to get his name thrown in the ring. And here's how his joke of the week went.
Mm-hmm. Hi guys, it's Todd from the UK here. I've got another joke for you. I was going to send you an email, but the girl I'm getting to know convinced me to get on the chalk line instead.
Bang.
So here we go.
I thought you liked that.
I did like that.
My mate Joe recently started a new diet. It's called the Dolly Parton Plan. It's really made Jolene. Now, Mikus, you sing one.
I'll sing one.
You know what that would be? A really hard song to do for lyrics. Substitute Skin. Joe Skin.
Skin joke?
That's a great joke.
Yeah, that's a good joke.
Todd, that is actually outstanding. Oh, yeah, very happy with that.
Yeah, very well done. I don't think I can back that up, but I do have a written one sent in by Gareth. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's actually a bit ropey now that I think about it. Oh, what's blue and doesn't fit? A dead epileptic.
Holy hell.
Yeah. Very opposite end of the spectrum. I apologize. That's poor.
But don't apologize.
He's like, I'll use the word normal, right? He's probably the most normal out of all of us. Right?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, I would say.
Yeah, yeah. Like, that's fair. Like, everyone's a bit weird. Doesn't matter, though. But why?
Thanks, mate. Yeah, just keep going.
Why do you keep picking these jokes?
Well, that one, I've got to say, because you were rushing me. It was the second joke I saw on the list.
I was like, rushing you. Fucking hell. I've been here since dusk this morning.
Anyway, which reminds us of that segment, Master or Dusk.
Dusk is the night before, too.
Is it dawn?
I was rushing you. We've got four segments of plan. I've been here for 4 hours.
Oh, yeah. From dusk to dawn. So dusk is at night.
The night before.
Actually, you had a little sleepover.
You have been for a while. Fucking hell. I was rushing you.
You could have planned a few segments if you were here that long.
Fucking did.
Right. Now, that joke of the week is brought to you by our friends at Better Beer. Thank you very much. And thank you, Todd. And who sent in the written one, Skin?
Gareth.
Great. Gareth. Man. Gareth Bauer. Well done. This is fantastic. Now, we a couple of weeks ago, Skin.
Yep.
We did Unhinged Reviews. It was an idea, I think, that was sent in by a listener at that stage.
Two listeners. The same idea with two different reviews. Fantastic.
They were next door neighbours, apparently.
Were they?
No. Just a coincidence. Mm. They both had the same idea.
Yep.
Anyway, we liked it. Yeah, it was great.
We took it, ran with it.
Mm.
It went well. People got a chuckle out of it.
Mm.
So did we.
Yep.
And people continued sending in more. So we've got a few more Unhinged reviews to read. We'll go around shortly. I just want to note, we got sent a couple of genuine like novels.
Yeah.
I don't think we've got the time to get through. If you sent us that Veet hair removal cream, it's a great story. Maybe we'll get there one day, but it's don't be looking for
it. Everyone on TikTok told us to read that.
Yeah, right. It is fantastic. It just would be an entire podcast episode.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyways. Would you like to start us off, Lethal?
I'm happy to, absolutely. This one's fairly long as well.
And the review.
Nice.
Yep. All right. Here you go. Now, this is for, should I say the product first?
Yeah, please.
Yeah, why not?
It is for, I'm not sure what they're called, but like, you know, the silver things that you put on like the window of your car to like stop the, like a reflector.
Yeah.
Is that a reflector? Like a visor? Yeah. Like a financial advisor, but for your car.
Oh, and he's doing a triathlon wearing that visor.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Exactly. Anyway, here is what Joshua said about it. I love this product. It keeps my car nice and cool, but in capital letters, I will say that the only defect I've found so far is that it is very hard to drive with this on. I've had over 5 wrecks since I purchased it. After my first fender bender, I decided it was best to roll down the window and stick my head out to see the road. But even that is hard because my eyes and mouth dry out very quickly. Since then, I've purchased some swimming goggles and a snorkel, which has helped out tremendously during long drives. Overall, I would recommend this product, but only for those who are good at driving without being able to see the road.
Oh, very good.
Great product.
Excellent. Beautiful.
Okay, so I've got one. It's for a local strip club.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
So great Wi-Fi. One of the ladies was missing an eye, so I took a star off. 4 out of 5.
That was mine as well.
Just, how did you both have that one?
Charlie sent me one like a month ago and I walk in and I'm like, hey, Skin, I've got one.
That's the one I told Skin I had.
You might even tell Skin my review.
You didn't tell me what it was. You just both said you had one.
This is why we need to plan more, Katie.
This is why we need to start getting here at dusk.
This is why we can't sifpa everything.
Yeah. Oh, very good.
Wait, so what, she was missing an eye?
Yeah. So she took a star. So they took a star off.
But great Wi-Fi.
I think it should...
Yeah, I mean, that's what you want.
Wi-Fi.
That's what you want in a strip
club. And then the next thing.
Yeah, so two separate ideas.
Two separate ideas.
Positive. So it's, like a sandwich, but without the top.
Yeah, so you got 5-star for... Wi-Fi,
yeah,
and then they've lost a star.
It's a sandwich without the top piece of bread.
Yeah,
which is how we often have sandwiches.
That's true. I've got one here for it's for Bic ballpoint pens.
Nice
for her.
Oh,
pink and purple. The review comes from a lady who says, "My husband has never allowed me to write as he doesn't want me touching his men's pens. However, when I saw this product, I decided to buy it using my pocket money, and so far it has been fabulous. Once I'd learned to write, the feminine color and the grip size, which was much better suited to my tiny little delicate hands, has enabled me to vent my thoughts about new recipe ideas, sewing and gardening. My husband is less pleased with the product as he believes it will lead to more independence, and he hates the feminine tingling sensation. Along with the visions of fairies and rainbows, he gets whatever he picks it up."
Well, that's just a bit of misogyny in one review, isn't it?
Surely that's taking the piss.
I hate that. So.
Yes, obviously.
But oh, obviously.
Taking the piss out of the product. Why would you need a women's pen?
Is there a women's pen?
Well, it's right there.
I just read you a review of the product.
I thought you might have made that product up.
That's why I took 4 hours to prep the show.
Does it actually say for her?
Yeah. Oh my God.
Okay, that makes a lot more sense.
Okay,
I was sort of sitting there going like, what are we doing on this podcast? And now I sort of get it.
Absolutely. You go now. Sorry, you go now, Gibbs.
Sorry.
Well, we already used
things are funnier when you have to explain.
That's right. Okay. This one I don't love, but it's made its way in. And it is a review for a coffin.
Oh.
5 stars. It's great. No complaints from Grandpa.
That is stiff, isn't it?
Oh, don't say that.
All right, I've got one for a cookbook. Oh shit! I'm never gonna get through.
Aren't you? No, good.
50 ways to eat cock.
Mm.
Oh,
obviously chicken.
Chicken. Obviously. You would get through that then, I reckon.
Okay, can I establish after that whole big scenario? Is that the actual title?
Yes, yes.
Be the best photo of a rooster. Yeah. So
it's 50 ways to eat cock.
Yeah. Okay.
Just say fucking chicken.
Man, it does kind of spark your interest.
Yeah. Right. That's not going to drive sales, but yeah, I know 50 ways to eat chicken.
All right. Well, here's the review.
Mix of stuff.
My brother is a huge cock enthusiast. I bought him this book for Christmas. He was extremely impressed by the book. Yeah. It was thicker than he expected. And he seems to be really taking it all in. 5 stars.
They haven't even tried there, have they? They haven't even tried to hide that review.
Great book.
Yeah, just fantastic. Great thickness.
Real page turner.
Yeah.
Okay, I've got a review for a little plastic seal to put around your Kindle so you can read in the bathtub.
Oh, lovely.
Okay.
Got this for my mother-in-law for bath time, hoping it'd be crap. Her Kindle would slip out and electrocute her. So far, this bloody thing is staying in one piece. Great for waterproof kindling, crap for murder. 5 stars.
What is fucking wrong with you today?
Skid's gone rogue.
Oh, where is he?
Is he drunk again?
All right.
This is a review for a food delivery company, I'm assuming. This is only a 3.5-star review from Nick. Okay. Delivery time stated between 45 to 60 minutes, but it was delivered within 25 minutes. This was a bit of an inconvenience as I was balls deep in the wife at the time.
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners are odd shapes. Flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Now, as you already know, we got together last week and started planning Skins Bucks party, which we've made huge strides.
I think we got a date.
We started a group chat,
yeah,
which was good. And maybe a date.
Nice.
I think we're pretty close.
We've penciled in a date, so yeah, we're basically
with
there.
Confidence.
Yeah, yeah. We're good.
Skin, like, two, don't worry about it.
The great thing, like, because Josh and I and the thing, like, things will get done.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, like, they will.
Well, that's what I was going to say is for some reason, due to my reliability, I've sort of been left with in charge of it. I guess you'd say in charge, but obviously I've got like a 2IC, 3IC, 4IC.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, I've had to make sure just to ensure that we're sorted. But things are looking good.
I think so.
Mainly because we went and asked the Chockies yesterday, like, what are some Bucks parties, do's and don'ts? I've been to a couple, and you two, actually, Mikas, Goaty, you've actually had your own, yep. Both married men,
mm-hmm.
But I have never obviously planned one.
No.
So I was looking for some inspiration, and
you went to mine. Did you go to Mikas's?
I didn't go to Mikas's for some reason.
Yeah, that's interesting.
Weird. Because I invited all of you, but you're all...
That doesn't ring a bell.
That doesn't ring a bell for me. Yeah. I do remember Goaty invited me, and then obviously I was so excited. I said, yeah, man, love to come. And then Mikas, I sort of started seeing like on social media stuff popping up. I was like, oh, that's weird. Like, maybe Mikas is the best mates. I'm not sure why I'm not there.
Interesting. I mean, I didn't know Mikas, but then I'm staggered I didn't get an invite.
I hardly knew Lee.
No, we'd actually probably never spoken to each other. Yeah. But it is a funny story to tell. I didn't get invited to his wedding either. Oh. Well, I guess if you don't get the Bucks party, you're not much chance for the wedding.
We hadn't spoken for probably...
Really?
The wedding would be like 80 people. The Bucks would be like 15.
Yeah, but if you're a bloke...
Surprise, we've got 60 people come to your Bucks party. So
But if you're a guy and you're not invited to the Bucks party, you're not doing a lot right. Surely you're not going to the wedding as well.
Yeah, unless you're like
old.
A cousin or something.
Yeah, yeah, like a distant relative that lives in like Norway or something. Mm-hmm. Then,
then there's Norway you're coming, obviously.
Oh my days.
See what he did then? He just gave me a little drop ball and just hit that out of the ground.
That's a nice swing. Very nice swing. Oh, you just can't teach that skid kid. We have been trying.
Yeah, because he would have said like something about Sweden then and we wouldn't have had anything.
Yeah, exactly. Anyway, I don't know what we're talking about before that, it was something about Bucks party. So yeah, Mikas didn't invite anyone.
Yeah.
I hadn't spoken to you for probably 11 years.
I just hear excuses. But anyway, the Chockies, we put that story out the other day and the Chockies flooded our Instagram messages with do's and don'ts. So
the first thing though, Goaty, it did come at a weird time because there was a story floating around last week that you may have heard.
Well, and this was flooded into our inbox.
Oh, there was so many. Like so many Chockies basically referenced this story and just said, whatever you do, don't do this. I think Skin's got us a little cut down, don't you, of the hen story?
I do, yeah. And I just want to tell people, if you haven't heard it, it's as rogue as you get. So
great.
Be warned.
Theme of the show.
Some content may offend viewers. Not offend, but what's the other word for offend?
I don't know.
Upset. Stomachs. Anyway, here it is, mate. Your own decision.
One of the girls was telling her she's just been on a hen do to Amsterdam, where the stag and the hen went at the same time. And one of the girls on the hen do got super drunk and went into one of these booths with like a glory hole. And so a guy on the other side stuck his dick through. So the girl was just drunk and started sucking him off. But it was one of these ones, apparently, where like if like she pushes a button and the guy pushes a button on the other side, they can kind of see who's on the other side. Like it makes it like transparent, like a window, so they can see. And so being drunk, she thought it'd be hilarious to push this button just to see who she'd been sucking off. So she pushes the button and looks up, and it's her dad.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Did that go a different way to what you were expecting? Because when we were listening to it, which Ramon played it for us last week when we were going home from cricket training. It was real weird. He was just like, oh, I've just got a voicemail that you guys should listen to. And we're like, okay. Then they just started playing it. And I was sort of thinking like, this can't be good, not a great story. Yeah, but I was thinking maybe it was going to be like,
it sounds like it's going to be the groom or something. Then it's...
And then it just goes like a direction where you're like, that is very unfortunate.
I'm offended.
Or upset.
It's concerning.
So steer clear of that.
That's probably the biggest don't.
That's a don't.
That's a huge don't. And I don't know that we're going to get bigger don'ts than that. As far as don'ts go, that's up there for me.
You could be in that situation at all.
I will be staggered if somehow that ends.
To be fair, we were like,
we are planning a trip to Amsterdam.
We haven't told anyone yet.
We're going to find out we're in the same situation. No. And we said, Skin and I listen to it. We're like, well, to be fair, it can't be our dad.
Oh, that's just. I didn't think this was going to go this way. Though, but anyway, I'll steer us back on.
Please.
So I'll start with the do's. This is from the chockies. Like,
you're not going to go with the don'ts after
we just heard. Give ourselves a bit of a break from that, I think. Yeah.
Thank you.
So these are for skins. A team playlist. All right. So every person who comes to the Bucks party picks two or three songs for like the playlist for the party or the day or whatever, if you're the house or whatever.
So that's actually
a little
smart.
Spotify.
Yeah, I like it.
It's good.
Yeah.
A couple of chockies could choose a playlist too. Well, a song for the playlist. Yeah. Throw that out as a little prize.
Absolutely. One that we've already tossed up, have it a month or so away from the wedding. So give yourself a bit of time before Bucks and Hens.
Okay.
The other and the wedding.
Like hangover style, isn't it?
Well, more, yeah, this lady said. I somehow got a black eye from at my, I'm assuming it's best friend's hens or boyfriend's BF. I'm going to say best friend at her hens. So she got a black eye somehow. Maybe she was an Amsterdam as well.
Oh my God. That's fucking hell. It's a big miss.
Obviously, I'm joking.
She didn't need to worry about pushing the button because she couldn't see it.
No. But no, it's, we've discussed not having it the week before already.
Yes, but aren't we kind of forced to be pretty close to the date?
I think a couple of weeks.
We're like maybe two,
I think I was 2 weeks before.
Okay.
I don't plan on. About 3 months.
Okay.
Were you?
Needed it.
That's probably good, actually, to be fair.
Yeah, maybe.
Delegate the organising to someone competent. No offence, lethal.
Yes.
Oh, I agree with that.
No, I couldn't agree more.
Clarified that.
Yeah. Definitely an activity of sorts.
Okay. What do you have in mind?
Well, I'm a big fan of golf. I think golf's a no-brainer.
Okay.
I love horse racing. Skin. We won't be going to the horse races, skin for skin, don't think.
I love horse racing. Obviously, we won't go there, but I just wanted to tell everyone else in case you want to invite me to any times.
Any random Bucks parties that are, in the next, say, 6 months out in, say, Doomin or Eagle Farm, I'm available for selection. And the last one, a little activity that they've done, a little game, which I love. Take lots of clothes pegs out, like when you're out and about in the town or pub or whatever.
Okay.
The activity is you have to peg someone and trying to make it so like they're not, you can't feel the peg. So like walk up behind a random stranger and leave a peg on the back of their shirt.
Your first sentence did make it sound very Amsterdam-y again.
Oh, yeah. I know. I wasn't going that direction. I'm sure Skin would have.
But I like that. Any ideas? You're happy with this?
There's some do's for you. You happy?
Sure. Yeah.
Yeah. Happy nothing too rogue there.
Yep.
Yep.
When interpreted correctly, nothing too rogue there. No. Happy with it
straight
all.
Straight down the barrel. Yeah. My friend Nick is over there. We've got some don'ts.
Yeah, I got some don'ts. All right. So, mutual friend lied to his missus about going to the strippers. Wedding called off.
Oh.
Not great.
Right. Yeah. Yep. Yeah. Right. I can see how that would be an issue.
Yeah. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Get a Prince Albert. Oh, wait. Never mind.
Already been done.
I'm not exactly rushing to get another one.
That's why it's a don't skin.
Yeah. Would it be easier? Do you reckon it would go through easier? Could they use a similar location?
No, other side. Don't want to be lopsided.
Right at the banjo string.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
Got to balance it out.
Yeah. Imagine if you had one other side.
No. I'm not going to imagine.
No.
Good. Don't invite all his ex-girlfriends to sit around him telling him why they broke up with him.
What? Whose idea? Who possibly had that as an idea?
It sounds like this person's had that happen. Yeah. Like it's very specific.
Yeah,
specific.
That's a weird thing to happen for it not to be true.
What is that meant to achieve?
I don't know.
So, R.C. Barrett. We would like more information.
Good. Yeah. Well done.
Because we would like to ask, see where you're going with that.
Yes. Quite a lot of people did this. Well, I don't know if they did, but they said this. Don't tie him to a lamppost naked. It's an old cliche and it's not fun.
Is that a cliche?
I've never heard of that.
Now, how many of those responses do we get?
We've got about probably 15 of those.
Yeah, at least 10.
Of people tying people naked.
Yeah, like glad wrapping them.
Yeah, duct taping.
Also naked?
Yeah.
There's a lot of nudity in old skin. How do you feel about nudity?
Not great.
I mean, we've seen it all. Anyway, so it's not going to be a shock to us.
Well, yeah, I know. But the general public don't need to see it. Taped to a fucking
if you read some TikTok comments, apparently they do need to see it.
Goodness, we've seen you at your best and worst.
Yeah. This is worst.
I'm currently pretty close to my worst. So if we could keep the clothes on.
That's fair.
Don't involve Mikus, which I think, again, we've clarified that I'm not going to be involved.
Why are you not going to be involved?
Well, no, like in too much of the planning. Because Josh, I would imagine, I'm hoping I'm going to be there.
Okay. I don't know. Some of the photos you sent through yesterday made me feel like you should not be involved because like where you woke up with a couple of like 50 ways to eat cocks on you. That was quite rare when you were on the couch and people just put chickens on you.
Yeah. Chickens.
Is that what they were?
No. I was more envisioning like, let's have a few beers, maybe a glass of red or two.
Oh, yeah. A bit of Savvy B.
Savvy B.
We could have a Savvy B.
I would love a Savvy B. This is a do for me. A trip to Bali. My box was unbelievable. Best time ever.
Fucking grub. Probably was your box, you fuckwit.
Wasn't my box.
We're not going to Bali.
Yeah, no, that's a big ask. Asking people to pay for their flights and stuff together. That's a mish.
Tourism Bali.
Jump on board. Now, it's been a long time since we've had a friend of the show card be thrown out. I mean, we had that number 27. That was someone that sent in Prince Albert cans that are in the background of your shot skin. Mm-hmm. Then we had number 28. Yep. That was someone else. And today we have number 21.
They were Josh and Reese.
Josh and Reese, that's right, yep. And now we have an application for friend of the show number 29, and we believe that the applicant we have found is straight from the hills, in fact, the Adelaide Hills variety. His name is Cameron. He should be on the phone with us now. Hey, Cam.
Hey, how you going?
Okay, good. You are on the phone.
Yes, hello.
He most certainly is. Cam, now where are you taking this phone call from, mate? We always like to check that out.
I'm currently, like you said, in the Adelaide Hills. I'm currently at work at the moment, so I'm just hoping the boss doesn't drive past, seeing me sitting in my car talking to myself. But, yeah, basically I'm from Lenswood in the Adelaide, Lenswood of the Adelaide Hills where I am now.
Do you Lenswood know that? What place were you?
Actually, I've never been to Lenswood. It's where clean glasses though, isn't it?
Yeah, no. Well, a man after our own heart already. I mean, trying to saying that he's working whilst not working.
I like it already.
On the tools, but not.
Yeah, it's flat out, man.
That is right.
Yeah, exactly.
Now, Cameron, in your friend of the show application, which you can do if you are listening, you can do on the We Got the Chocolates website, which is wegotthechocolates.com.au. You have given us a must topic, and that is standing up to shake people's hands. We're interested to get your thoughts here. Any reasoning behind?
It's just nothing worse, like especially as when you're going out to the pub or something with mates, you know, you get those mates that just, you know, you're all sitting down, someone rocks up and then everyone kind of, you know, some people get up and be like, oh, hey, mate, how you going? And then you get that person that just sits down and, you know, they just kind of, oh, g'day, mate, how are you?
Yeah.
It's like, oh, you dick it. think you're better than me, mate. Like, yeah.
See, Cam, to present an alternative view for me as like quite a, how would you say, vertically challenged individual, mm-hmm. I quite like it when people don't shake stand up to shake my hand because I'm like, geez, oh, this, really? This is like, I'm intimidating here. Yeah. I'm like looking this down.
To be fair, you're still only at eye level. Like,
and then they like, and then the ones that stand up to shake my hand, I'm like, ah, oh, shit.
I'm just taking neck in.
It's like confrontation. Yeah. It's just nuts.
Yeah. I had this experience all too much yesterday, and I've never worked out a good solution to it. So yesterday, I was at the beach, and someone I hadn't met before is like walking over, and I can see them from ages away. Like, at what point is it normal to stand up? Obviously, I'm not going to stand up and just be standing there waiting for him to arrive. And I ended up I'm too awkward around you people. I ended up in this weird position where I was sort of not quite off the ground.
You just got to stand up and like Baywatch run over to them, you know?
Not quite a
point. I was like,
he was in a lunge position.
I was literally in a lunge position. It was like, it felt like I was proposing to him and I was just shaking his head.
What's wrong with you? So bad at meeting.
I don't know.
And then did you say, thanks, mate, lovely spot?
Yeah.
100 meter sprint.
Let's hope he wasn't drinking as well. He probably would have abused him after as well.
Oh my God. Yeah. I've never worked out like interacting with humans.
it's even worse like the handshake when they're left-handed and you're both left-handed and you're like, you know, you try to like just go in for it and you both put the same hand out.
Wait, do people that are left-handed shake hands with their left hand?
Surely not.
They can't.
I'd imagine so. Or like whenever you got to shake someone's hand and it's just like awkward, like you miss the handshake and then you're kind of just there like, oh, yeah. Try that again, shall we?
Fingers to palm sort of thing.
Yeah, that's every week. Oh. It's a cricket game or something. It's like at least one I'm going to fuck up somewhere.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I'm still sure, Cameron, about this left-handed thing. I think you've tried to shake hands with the mirror at some stage.
I mean, that would explain a lot.
Yeah. All right. And then, Cameron, the other story, I mean, you can't read this and not be intrigued because basically, I mean, I'm just going to go to the part of the story that I was like, what? And that is I was pronounced legally dead for 4 minutes and then came back alive.
Yep.
Any more to that story or is that pretty much it summarized? It's
an episode of House.
Well, basically, I mean, I'll give you the shortened version of it all because it was quite a night from what I hear. I don't know. I don't remember. It was one of my first time drinking, went out and, you know, this is the age where, you know, it's fun. So go out and do it. Don't really know how to mix drinks properly.
Oh, yeah.
So ended up, it was a New Year's party too. Everyone was getting on it. Ended up sculling an entire bottle of rum within like 40 minutes or so.
Oh. That's, Cameron, just to interrupt you, that's not really mixing.
No. Ended up blacking out and then woke up, you know, in a hospital gurney. And I'm like, oh, well, this is no good. And then I black out again and wake up and I look at the time and it was 3 a.m. And I'm like, oh, what happened here? Last I remember, it was like 5 o'clock. Like, what's going on? Then a nurse proceeded to enter the room and kind of just went, well, hey, mate, glad to see you're still with us. I'm like, what do you mean? Proceeded to tell me, you know, drank so much, got intoxicated, was basically unresponsive, ended up having to have my stomach pumped and, you know, my heart stopped and I got defibbed and then, you know, didn't work. And then, you know, they tried again, didn't work. And then I think my time of death was announced. And then... Yeah, probably about 3-4 minutes later, I just kind of went up and back and, ready for round two.
Crikey. Well, I mean, the fact that you have done that just in order to get a friend of the show.
Yeah. That is commitment.
Oh, look, I saw you coming.
Yeah. Cameron, you know the best part about that story as well is that you'll never be able to tell another lie again in your life.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because you've had the defib.
Well, that's it. Oh, that was a shocker.
Get it? Cameron, did you do that on purpose? Because you're getting friend of the show card right now. That's good. Outstanding.
No, I just made it up. I'm just waiting for Skin to chip in.
Nah, he won't.
I've got nothing.
All right. Well, Cameron, I'm pretty happy with that to designate friend of the show card number 29 to you, and we'll give or take somewhere in the
28 to 31.
Yeah. And that'll be
that's a good number.
Yeah, that'll be in the post 4 to 6 business years sort of thing.
Mm. Yeah, somewhere around there. Keep an eye out.
Yeah, sick. I should be home hopefully.
now I guess Cameron, the other thing that you said in your friend of the show application was that you thought you were a chance of beating Goaty in a Euroquizard game, right? Now, yep. we wanted to test that. And the thing that you were sort of looking for, well, actually, I should play your Acquisit jingle first because that is the game that we are going to finish with.
Perfect.
You're Acquisit, Goldie.
Shouldn't have said that. No more questions. Don't ask any more questions.
The eyes, I reckon, they unnerve some folk.
Not to mention the pincers.
I reckon that too.
Beautiful stuff.
That is great production.
That is.
Still pretty. Oh,
still going.
I've faded down Cameron. That was good. I was wondering why Harry was doing.
Nice to chat to you. Yeah. I was actually watching Harry Potter the other day, and that's what I had that jingle in my head as I was watching it. So there you go.
Well, the worst part about this is we have to play a million jingles because basically he's challenging you, Goaty, to a round of you're a quizzed, but it's a human Shazam at the same time. So the way that we've done this, Skin, is that we have got a list of, I think there's 7 possible songs. You've got 45 seconds on the clock to get through as many as you can. As soon as you recognize the song, you buzz in, or don't buzz in, just say the answer. It's just you going, Cameron. Goaty's already pre-recorded his answers.
Beauty. Point system as well, title and artist.
Title, you get a point, and artist, you get a second point. And you can say, I know the title, don't know the artist, so move, and I'll move on straight away. So I'll just keep rapidly going through them. What else have I got to tell you? That's pretty much it, really.
Yeah,
I'll play songs. You'll hear them. Obviously, they're weird. They're midis because, you know, the copyright centers and stuff like that. Cameron, you're familiar, I'm sure.
Oh, yes, absolutely.
It's very funny that you are so familiar.
Something that does not exist.
All the time.
That's just keep bugging me, these bloody copyright centers.
That's right. Okay, well, what other jingle would you like to hear? I mean, do we give him the pump up?
Sure. It has to be a pump up.
Pump up.
It's just not fair without it.
That's true.
It's one of the great jingles, I reckon.
I don't want you to be that to affect your performance in a negative way. Yeah. So
I've got high expectations
this.
Now.
Oh, gross. Okay, well, have this.
Pressure taking on Goaty. There's questions for you. Oh, that's for sure. And pressure, because Goaty wears the crown. But
my
you can beat him, it's true. You might win some trees.
Come on, just pump me up. Come on.
Anybody, yeah.
There's not much wrong with that.
Nah, fucking nothing.
It's beautiful.
Nah. No, Cameron, if that doesn't pump you up, I don't know what will. All right, just to reiterate.
Yeah, look, it's.
No, you guys, you're pumped up. You need to speak.
Yeah, get it all out, mate. Get it out.
Just
now.
Had to get it out there. You know, I'm just so glad to be here. That song's just really fit me in the moment. You know.
All right, now you're also relying on me to be good on the buttons here, Cameron. But your time will start, and Skin's on the clock there. Your time will start when I start the first song, which will be in 3, 2, 1.
Who can it be now? Don't know the artist. Shake It Off by Taylor Swift. Hot Like Me, don't know the artist. Live It Up.
I'll take it.
Don't know the artist. Hall of Fame.
That's Tom.
Nah, not sure.
All right, Cameron. Well,
it's hard.
It's a tough game. It's a very tough game. And Mikus was keeping score over there, which means it's probably wrong. Yep. Nope. He's panicked.
Somewhere between 2 and 11.
Now, can we go through Cameron's answers quickly? We had, who can it be now? We're giving 1.4. Is that correct?
Yep.
Happy? Didn't know the artist, Cameron.
No.
That's okay. That's fine. I'll continue. Then we had, Taylor Swift, Shake It Off. That is double points. Gets him to 3. Then we had, what was the third song? Anyone remember?
Pussycat Dolls,
Don't Ya. Cameron, I can't really give you one for that. I think you said,
that's all right.
Sort of said Hot Like Me. It's almost in there. It's like 0.5 of close. A point.
You got a lyric.
Yeah. You got one word for this song.
2 points.
Did you get anything
from
KC and the Sunshine Band, Baby Give It Up or not? I think that was a no deal as well.
He said live it up.
He said live it up. Well, I mean, he got two words again.
Probably 4 points.
It's good with the lyrics, just not the answers.
Yeah.
Okay. Two half points.
Two half points. Did we have any luck with Adele Hello?
No.
Okay.
Scripps Hall of Fame. Slight.
Oh, yeah, what that was.
Yeah, Hall of Fame makes it tough to give you any bonus points.
They both start with H. Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah. And the final answer was Roxette, Must Have Been Love. And I don't think we didn't get much for that either. So what's
nothing.
That? What's that leave you on?
Four
points. Okay, Cam. Well, let's have a listen to how Goaty went here, because you're still in the game at the moment until I play this. Here you are, mate. Goaty, your time will start when I finish. No, that doesn't make sense. When I start the first. No, your time will start in 3, 2, 1. Let's go.
Men at Work. Who Can It Be Now? Shake It Off, Taylor Swift. Don't ya? Freak like me, don't you? Don't know the artist.
Oh,
Baby, Give It Up. Don't know the artist. Hello, Adele. Well, it must have been love, but it's over now. Don't know the artist.
That's the same one.
Hi, guys.
That's the same one.
Yeah. First time.
Well, you got those six.
That's not bad, I reckon.
That's pretty good.
That's going to be hard to beat.
Especially, maybe. I mean, the seventh one also wasn't there. So.
You are just the worst type of person.
That is fair. So, Cameron, can only be described as some strife for you. I think we had Goaty on 9 and you on 4. So,
got absolutely slammed.
Yes.
You did.
Yes. That's pretty well described.
Mm. Yeah. Sorry, buddy.
Yeah, you know, best words for it. mate, reigning champ, you know.
Yeah, he's hard to beat in the games. He does typically get the chocolates quite frequently in the games of the week. But, I mean, you made the claim, and it's great to put your money where your mouth was.
Absolutely. I respect the courage.
I know my place. And I'll shake my own hand in a mirror. Or something.
I'm shaking one down the barrel of the camera with my left hand.
Now, Cameron, obviously you're a friend of the show, so you have got that card coming out. You have got a POG coming out, which is massive, just for participating in the game.
We ordered so many of them too. Fantastic. We're just handing them out one at a time.
Yeah, in fact, you want two. And the other thing that we have coming your way is the Puns of Anarchy game, which you'll appreciate a great deal, the outrageous pun-making party game. So that will be in the mail to you as well. I assume they'll all arrive at a similar time.
One's a bit heavier, so I might be a bit later.
That's true.
The plane down. You know what I mean?
Another 4 to 6.
Yeah. But hopefully you'll enjoy that.
It'll be worth the wait.
Oh, yeah, of course. No doubt at all. Friend of the show, number 29, Cameron, you've been magnificent. Thank you very much for wagging work for us, mate. We appreciate it a great deal.
Cheers, boys. And I've got to apologise to my boss.
What is it called? You're in for an X?
You're in for an X.
We haven't come up with a name yet. We'll get there one day.
Well, I think that is
just
name.
Just lock it in.
Lock it in.
It's not getting better.
No, this one's from Stephen J. All right. The fact that Elvis was drafted into the military at the height of his stardom is so crazy to me. Like, imagine you're in the middle of the war and you hear someone shout, "Cover me," and it's Beyonce. Could you imagine that?
It would be kind of weird, wouldn't it?
It's pretty strange.
Oh, my God. Such a big fan.
What the hell? That's Britney Spears.
I'll tell you what, she'd be like pretty tough if she actually left the army as well, because she's irreplaceable.
And to be fair, like
she'd be pretty.
She'd be good at be good at leading as well, because you remember Girls Run the World.
Yeah, that's true. She'd be in some strife if anyone attacked her from her right, though.
Oh, no, good.
That's good.
You go.
No, come on.
That is actually the best piece of gear you've ever come up with.
The thing is, actually, I've heard that before. It's like I'm having deja vu.
It's another Beyonce.
I don't
Beyonce.
Know so well enough.
What do you mean? It's one of our jingles.
Yeah.
Baby, we're playing the game taboo.
Great jingle. Yeah.
There you go.
Got nothing.
Good try, mate. Let us know in the wrap-up if you come up with one.
Can
just interrupt me.
Can I Google Beyonce songs? Because I don't know.
You remember, you are Destiny's Child. Just remember that.
I actually thought your mother's name was. What is your mother's name? I don't even know. No wonder I didn't get invited to the Bucks party.
He's got a lovely backside though. Bootylicious.
Sorry? You're using all of them. He's going to have none left.
Yeah. Another song. Yeah. Right, we're still going. Sorry.
Rightio, that's another episode of the We Got the Chocolates podcast complete. We welcome you to be a part of the Chockies crew. Get around us on the socials or at the website. The socials, firstly, are all at We Got the Chocolates. And in our link tree, our link in bio, we have some discount codes for you to LSKD and then Better Beer merch as well. The Better Beer discount code is We Got the Discount.
Nice.
Both 15% off, aren't they?
They are.
Beautiful. And if you want to get in touch with us at the website, you can leave a voice recording down the chalk line.
Yep.
Or if you'd prefer to just write in, you can also do that below.
Beautiful. Keep those ratings and reviews coming on Apple and Spotify. YouTube comments, keep them flying. We love reading them.
Oh, yeah.
It's my favorite thing to do when the YouTube comes up on Friday to Monday-ish.
Yes. Sunday this week.
Sunday this week. Might be Thursday next week. You just never know.
Sometimes the next Thursday.
Yeah. Sometimes we just don't know.
Luck of the draw.
Yeah.
Anything, Mikas?
Nah.
Okay.
That was worth the wait.
We didn't really wait.
We were padding for you to do a Beyonce thing.
That's right. Remember to get out there and have a chin whack with your mates this week. If you're absolutely doing that, you are definitely getting the chocolates. And as always, we'll speak to you again this time next week. Good luck in the future. And that's Tom. Love you.
Oi, Gady, do you like caramel?
Love it.
Caramel these nuts.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.